Crude oil from the Midwest is moving by pipeline and rail across the United States, including parts of central New York and the North Country. Some companies are interested in shipping oil to East Coast refineries by way of the St. Lawrence River. At a conference organized last weekend by the Thousand Islands-based group Save the River, environmentalists voiced concern over the potential of a catastrophic oil spill. We get more from WRVO's Julia Botero.
The St. Lawrence River is frozen solid right now, but come spring, tankers will begin their slow journey up and down the waterway. They carry huge amounts of heavy raw materials like grain, iron, and coal to ports in the U.S. and Canada. Only a few shipments of crude oil from the Alberta Sands in Canada and the Balkans in North Dakota have come through the Seaway, but environmentalists and state officials are concerned more will come. Lee Wilbanks is the director of Save the River.
It's a huge issue because there's a lot of oil in different forms being extracted in the Midwest of our country and in Alberta of Canada. And right now, there's more oil coming out of the ground than has a conduit to a refinery.
Gary McCullough is with the Department of Environmental Conservation.
Well, fundamentally, my concern is that spills on the St. Lawrence River would be extremely challenging to clean up.
McCullough says that's because the river's current is really strong.
The oil will move on the water faster than we have the ability to contain it. If you lost a large amount of oil in Alexandria Bay, within 24 to 30 hours, that oil has already traversed the river all the way to Messina.
McCullough mentions the NEPCO spill of 76. A huge barge carrying thick motor oil ran aground and spilled 500,000 gallons into the St. Lawrence.
And there's still evidence of oil remaining at that time from the 1976 spill. You could see a black stripe on rocks in the Ogdensburg, Lisbon area.
But McCullough says much of that oil floated. The oil from the tar sands, on the other hand, is much heavier, and it may not float. Oil that sinks causes more damage because it's almost impossible to completely remove it from a river floor. Emma Liu is with the Council of Canadians. She says already this fall, the company Suncor shipped Alberta tar sands oil along the river.
The shipments that happened with Suncor really sets a precedent for other shipments to happen.
Liu says her organization released a study that found the cost to clean up just 10% of the oil from a Suncor tanker would be more than the Canadian government can afford.
We're not prepared nationally, and then locally, the mayors and the communities aren't prepared either. And related to what I was saying, if we're not prepared, then we shouldn't be doing this.
Lee Wilbanks says talking about the worst-case scenarios when it comes to shipping oil can, at the very least, make those in charge think before they act.
It's really shame on us if we as a community don't demand that discussion and have it at every level of government before we start to ship this.
The low price of oil now means shippers aren't moving much, but that could change by the time the Seaway reopens for navigation in March. For WRVO News, I'm Julia Botero in Clayton.